innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 319. Joining me today, I got Alex.
That's almost the weight of the highest weight that I've ever weighed, I think.
just about. It's probably
actually a little bit you're gonna laugh. It was like the highest that I've ever weighed in my life. This was like post surgery, 315.
Okay. Yeah. See, the highest I was 320.
Oh my God! So when we have episode 320, Steve's former weight, former shadow of a geek,
the former Steve. Yeah.
And then that's when you have the side by side comparison with your old pants and then your new pants.
Yeah. Exactly. You could do. So how's it going, man?
Oh my God, dude, I'm good. Just this work week or whatever was taxing as fuck, man.
Of course.
Last weekend, while helping my mom babysit my great niece, she had a cold and hard body right in my fucking face.
Nice.
And, you know, spittle coat right on the lip or whatever. I was like,
you gotta love chill.
I already knew then and there, I'm gonna be feeling a little under the weather the next couple of days.
Yeah, I don't do it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, well, and I said it before in the podcast in the past, like, you know.
Yeah, Mario.
But the difference with Mario, with he said 310 was him, is all muscle.
Yeah, pretty much.
my man was just all beef. But yeah, but so like I said last time, whatever, fucking children are just walking fucking petri dishes, man.
Yeah, and they are.
And you know, like I can't even get mad because you know she's a year and a half. So, but during the week there was like so much work. Mondays and Fridays are a little easygoing because the clients aren't at the site like that. Most of them are working from home.
For sure, yeah.
But the problem was this. Tuesdays to Thursdays when they're there, the work, like, usually between triples and quadruples. Now, mind you, I don't mind that because it makes the day go quicker with work.
Right.
But when you're starting to feel that, you know, you're starting to get a little sick, you feel it more.
Right.
So by like Thursday, I was feeling like total shit. Friday, it wasn't that bad of a day, but it got busy at the end because I work in an office environment. Well, you know that, but
yeah.
So we sometimes make what client books. We print out client books for certain departments. It seemed like for whatever reason, everyone got the memo like they wanted to send a lot of stuff out at the same time, and it had to go out for Saturday delivery.
Well, that sounds
and,
fun.
Yeah, so, you know, it really gets me because I'm just like, it always has to go fucking next day. Ever since I've been working like office services for years, like, you know, from when we used to start working together, you know, at the old site where we used to work at, yeah. Right? It was always the same line. It has to get there next day.
Yeah.
Does it really? Yeah, see? I'm gonna, but then, what made me laugh was that you gave me that warning beforehand, mm-hmm. Right? But at least the difference was that you and I, we, you know, even before working together at that site, we've worked together.
Yeah.
So we knew, we know how to work with each other.
Absolutely.
Right? And us being, you know, friends for well over 20 years, right? It's like, you know, if I'm stuck on starting or whatever, I know Steve is going to be there, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
Right. But then after you left. Thank you. Oh, Mario said on the chat or whatever, liking the tease. Oh, you stop it. Yeah. But yeah, but you know, it's always great when you have a good team.
Oh yeah,
right?
For sure.
And you know, and mind you, the team that I work with or whatever now, right? One of them is one of my boys. So you know, I know that I got the backup, but still, even with that, certain jobs or certain things are just a little like, you know, tedious and taxing because you know, especially like you already know with print jobs, mm-hmm. right? a lot of times, depending on how much stuff they're just trying to send out, and especially like a client book where after you have to print it out, you have to punch them, you have to, you know, put them together, and
it's a lot more manual. A lot more manual.
So, and also, let's not forget if it needs tabs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So a lot of these had to go out, you know, Saturday, but one of them was for the client that we work for. The big boss for the client, you know, like for, you know, for the clients we work for.
Yeah, no, gotcha.
So it was just like, yeah, that has to fucking go out. But mind you, like I said, since I was under the weather, it really just hit me near the end of the week. And especially after having a busy work week that I was just tired as is, I was so out of it. We were supposed to record on Friday, but because, and I gave you the fair warning because, you know, I was a little under the weather. I mean, you can still kind of hear it, but I'm at the tail end of it. Right. When I got home, like once I changed up and I just hit the bed, I didn't get up for a while. I mean, I didn't sleep. I just, you know.
You just rested, which is perfectly understandable. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah. And then like yesterday was just my lazy day because, mind you, I was so tired that I went to sleep late.
Yeah.
But then yesterday, I which was the Royal Rumble anyway, but.
Yeah. Which is on Suplex City Geeks, which at this point, by the time this goes up, we should be having that up as well.
2-for-1!
Yeah.
You guys get all the love.
All the love.
Face, neck, and chest.
Yeah. We just Pacific rimmed over everything.
Yep, that right there, whatever. We gave you the Latin seasoning.
Yeah. A little sabor. Speaking of, Mario has comics lower that are up now. We'll be having.
Yeah, I'm proud of the dude, man. My man's been doing. He was putting in that work.
Yeah, we'll be having more.
Brother, you already know, man. I salute you, dude. Proud of you.
More episodes of comics lower, manga time, and anime world. Those are all coming this week and in the next few weeks. So definitely got those coming soon too.
My man's the hardest working man in town, man. He, you know. My man got like 20 jobs and does everything with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And the muscles on his biceps.
Jobs.
Now we go back to the member berries.
Yeah.
Remember, Mario working all the time.
Yeah. It never fails.
Yeah, but at least with that, during my lunch breaks. I normally don't eat lunch during my lunch breaks. It's more of just decompressing. So it's just playing the switch for the hour. And then like after when work gets kind of light, when I'm doing the paperwork, I'll probably have like a snack or, you know, whatever meal that I've had, you know, that I have had waiting to sit in the sidelines for. But most of the time, whatever, I don't really eat that much during the weekday. But then I do the worst thing, which is once I get home, that's when I eat a heavy meal.
Okay.
But that's just, you know. It, like, for whatever reason, it works for me, you know.
That works.
Well, then that's why you're fading away and I'm just staying the same.
I wouldn't say I'm fading away. I'm slowly getting better. Slowly getting back to where I was at one point last year.
Oh, well, speaking of, you know, at getting to that point, I've been trying to slowly get back to my old self as well.
Hell yeah.
I actually, last weekend or whatever, I was working on a personal project. And I was actually, you know, I sat on the computer for a while working on a Photoshop project. And it felt good because I haven't touched, you know, that application in quite a while. And mind you, that's, you know, one of the main things I do when it comes to my artwork, that I use Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
So since I have, like, it hasn't sat, you know, haven't sat in front of the computer in a while to do work like that. It took me a minute to kind of get back to my groove. But once I started going like, dang, it, you know, it just all came, you know, it just, the,
it
all
popped
the, all,
in. It pops
yeah,
in.
Like, it, like, you know, it became second nature within the first like 15, 20 minutes. Like
as people say, it's like riding a bike.
But yeah,
I never really use it, but it's always there.
I never learned how to do it.
Yeah, me neither. I agree.
We're on the same boat. You know what's funny? I remember trying ice skating once. I recommend not to do it.
I tried roller skating, roller blading once. That's like, nope, never again.
What really gets me is, and I know I've mentioned this in the past and like one of the older casts, every time when they got me something, they actually did get me a bike, right? But it was too small for me, so I went to my nephew. my nephew, who's like 2 years younger than I. So my nephew learned everything. My nephew learned rollerblading, skateboarding, snowboarding, which I was just like, how the fuck a dude from the ghetto is snowboarding?
Yo, you'd be surprised, dude.
No, I know. But, you know, but the whole thing is, it's just like, you know, he learned everything. Yeah. And, you know, he became more of the social butterfly outdoor person. And I always stood as
the
41-year-old indoor kid.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. So, but other than that, like I said, it's just like, you know, it wasn't too bad and everything like that when it comes to, like, you know, just tiring and getting Photoshop. Over this cold and Photoshop and, you know, Nintendo Switch, right? Yeah. So, you know, like, it's been a week. But then, the cool thing is like, you know, at least during the week, we were, you know, keeping in touch on certain things. And we were actually, you know, planning to do, you know, for the Rumble thing, if I remember correctly. Like, that was part of the conversation.
Yep.
And also we were
originally planning on having everything all in one show.
But we just felt like, you know,
it would have been way too much.
Yeah. I like Steve's executive decision to, you know, to keep, you know, the Suplex City Geeks thing as one thing.
Yeah.
And this podcast as another. And, you know, it works better off like that. Yeah. I mean, the one thing, like I said, that we did, of course, we both watched the Rumble, but, you know, in our respected homes.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I think it made it more fun that we were just, like, joking around, conversing with one another, you know, either phone call or texting, you know, while watching
which is the same way that I would do it with Brian or even with Mario, because Mario, I was texting Mario during the match, too. It's the same thing. It's literally, like, the same thing as actually being with the person at the same time.
Well, and then if you have a good connection with, you know, with the friends or whatever, it's like you don't really have to hang out in person to really enjoy the person's company. Exactly. You know, technology or whatever, they're always there.
Yeah, exactly. It's always there.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love it. And no matter how far you are, you're just a text away.
I thought you were about to, like, every breath you take. Like, no, stop.
Yeah, no, not going that
way. No, I'm not going to be watching you. I'll be texting you.
Yeah. Mario said a watch party. We could do a watch party, but then that all varies because you can't have a watch party with just about everything.
No, like if we plan it ahead, like maybe we could do like a. What I would love to do is just for the fun of it, because I want to hear people's opinions on certain things like that. Like we just pick like an old like maybe comic book movie or something, and we do a watch along, and just, you know, like.
Like a read-along type thing?
No. I'm talking about like a podcast episode of, like, you know, just for the hell of it, just for, like, shits and giggles, because I know all of us, how witty we are, would have fucking gold.
The thing is, with those type of things, if we're going to do it, like, on the live stream or stuff like that, is the fact that, like, we would have to have it on mute, so we can't watch it with everybody. We can't hear it. We'll just have to be reading the subtitles for it.
No, I'm not saying playing the movie, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, you hear our commentary.
No, yeah, for us to watch it.
Yeah.
For us to watch it, we'd have to be watching it in mute.
Yeah. But that'd be hilarious or whatever. It's just like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, we can do the way that it would work best. We watch the movie, you know. Like two times. The first time, whatever, watching it so we can know what parts we want to talk about. And then when it plays and we're reading the subtitles, then we can mention, you know, like the jokes or whatever whatever we want.
So you see, but at that point, it just seems scripted at that point, and I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, it's not really scripted, you know.
I know it's not, but
because I mean, like, most of the jokes that we say or whatever.
Yeah.
Most of the jokes that we talk, like, we go back and forth or whatever, is because we're witty fucks, so, you know.
Yeah. No, because
that big brain of yours.
Exactly. I know on Twitch you can do a watch party on there, which I did once, just with random people, because I was like, fuck it, why not?
How did that work out?
That was fun. I just did a comedy special on there because with Twitch, if you're running the whole watch party or whatever, it has to be anything that's on Prime. So whoever has Prime can sit in and watch whatever is there at the same time that you're watching it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like if it is Prime, Yeah. Right. We're talking about the Amazons, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the only Prime there is.
No.
Other than Optimus, but, you know.
Or Prime Time. Or Prime Time Players. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. But, yeah, but we could do, like, we could do a boys cast.
That could be cool. That would be cool. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, oh my god, we're brainstorming, and everyone of the, like, you know, I can see right now with the, like, the comments, so, like, people just reaching out to you. Actually, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yay, hey, me and my big greedy
Mario's brain. Like, I have Prime.
All right, guys, let's roll out. Wait, are we talking about weed?
No.
If you want to.
Not right now.
I'm just saying, if you want to, and it's been that stressful of a day.
Yeah, why not? Go for it. Yeah.
Connect Four.
Yeah.
So what you been up to, man?
What have I been up to? I've been doing a lot of shit. I've been going to the gym.
Getting
that's fun, swole. Dude. I don't know about swole. I'm getting better. Like, since I started going back to the gym, I've dropped 10 pounds since I've started going back. I've been going back for like 2 months or so. It's pretty cool. It's been a fun journey so far. I'm liking it so far. I enjoy going to the gym. Like, I enjoy, like, coming home, getting my shit together, going right to the gym. Because the gym is literally like 2 minutes. It's a 2 minute drive from here, which is perfectly fine with me.
How would that be in a walk?
A walk is like a 15 minute walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it would be like on a not so humid, fucking knee hurting summer day.
Yeah, exactly.
You take a walk, because, you know, I remember when I went to Florida, right? The first thing, two things I noticed. One, it's a different type of fucking hot.
It is
completely. Right, and like old injuries, depending on how humid it was, fucking killer.
Yeah, thank you, Mario. Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, but no, it's not a bad walk. It's because also the good thing about over here is that we actually have sidewalks over here. Lots of places.
It's not like the Puerto Rico Campo that you gotta walk on the street and a car comes, you gotta go to the side. Hopefully it's not rainy or whatever, that you won't step into fucking mud or whatever the fuck. Yeah,
exactly. No, thankfully over here, like especially in my area, there are other areas within Tampa that don't have sidewalks also. But this area does have sidewalks and everything. Sidewalks, crosswalks, fucking lights and everything. So,
yeah, because you're like more in a city area, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I'm also like right by the university too, like the University of South Florida. So there's tons of like college kids over here. So like you got to make sure that they're safe also.
Unless they're drunk, but that's their problem. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, no, at that point they'll stay on campus.
Getting all fucked up.
Yeah.
And wilder. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But I've been going, like, the gym's been, it's been pretty cool. It's been pretty good. One thing that actually we didn't touch on Suplex City Geeks was actually the tribute show for Jay Briscoe that happened on Dynamite this past week. It's actually really fucking sad, but fucking good.
I just think that it's nice that Warner Brothers Discovery or whatever lifted that ban or whatever. Because remember when it did happen, that first Wednesday, like I think they couldn't even really mention like they mentioned it briefly, but they kind of floated over it.
Yep. Because of course, previously, years ago, in like 2013, Jay Briscoe had some pretty rough words about fucking like the gays and stuff, and
yeah, but I'm not gonna defend it per se, but he's coming from a standpoint of a religious person, and I'm not trying to knock religion in any kind of way.
No.
If you believe in something or whatever, that's on you.
Yeah, but exactly.
Also, you have to remember, as a person, not everyone believes in what you believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
So because of which, you know, you have to have that respect, and you know, like, and different viewpoints or whatever is what make people.
Yeah, exactly. But thankfully what Jay was doing, he was actually like, he went back and he actually like he apologized tons of times to everybody, and they were still like, no, whatever. He still did it. Fuck him or whatever. But thankfully, they got to a point that they were like, yo, like, we could stop this. It doesn't have to be that way. So they were able to actually have Mark actually perform for the first time in an AEW ring, which is actually really fucking fun.
Yeah, because I always felt like, you know, when they were trying to promote these matches during, like, Rampage and stuff like that, and, you know, you couldn't even show a promo. Like, everything would have to be online if you want to see, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
And it kind of, like, took away from these matches, even though these matches were great. Oh, man.
The FTR versus the Briscoes match, the dog collar match, was fucking fantastic, dude.
And if I'm correct, that was his last match, or was it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they went if they did anything on the Indies at that point. But that match was the match that they won the title back from the FTR.
Okay.
Fantastic fucking match. If you get a chance, watch it. But it's a great match. But thankfully, you know, Jay was able to wrestle. And he had a great match with fucking Jay Lethal, who used to be, they used to have tons of matches back in the day.
Wasn't this like in the era when Jay was a singles champ anyway?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And what I really thought was that, like, you know, at the, you know, like the end when he actually went to the ropes and, you know, was just saying, you know, told his brother, he loved him and everything like that.
Yeah.
And that right there kind of like, you know, like, fuck. Like, you know, it made it real.
It was real. But Mario is saying that the Redneck Kung Fu, that is, for those that don't know, that's Mark's specialty, is Redneck Kung Fu. Fucking hilarious. But yeah, it was super sad. Like, the entire, from the beginning of the match to the end of the match, I was pretty much in tears. Yes, I am saying it. I was in fucking tears because
there was so much emotion in it, especially, like, you know, the circumstances, man.
Dude, the walkout. As soon as Jay Lethal came out of the tunnel, he was in tears walking to the ring. And he was in tears throughout the entire match also.
No, but he did get a little serious, you know,
during the match. Oh, yeah, but he was still in tears. He was still crying throughout the entire thing. Because they knew each other. They wrestled so many damn times.
And, well, those that don't know, whatever, Jay Lethal was, like, an essential part for ROH for years.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if not in TNA, ROH.
Yeah. Which he was actually, like, one thing that I do, because, I didn't really watch a lot of TNA, but seeing him as Black Machismo, one of my favorite things ever.
Him with the flair, with the back and forth, is fucking
great.
Like, if you ever get a chance, just go online, look up that clip, and, you know, you're gonna have a good time.
Oh yeah, so damn good. The woo off, fucking love it.
No, more than that. Remember, Flair's getting pissed off, so he's like, you know, starting to, like, you know, throw shoes and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
They start doing bumps on the ground. They just throw themselves in the shit. It was fun.
My man dropping elbows on his fucking,
on his jacket.
Jacket, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Flair, no matter what or whatever. Yo, Flair's going to flare.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jay Lethal's the closest one to it. He does a great fucking impression of it.
Yeah, and it was funny because if you ever heard the Unrestricted podcast, he was just like, in the before, he didn't know that he really had a good Flair impression until someone pointed it out to him.
Yep.
And, you know, ever since after that, like, it just, you know, it picked up like gangbusters, bro. And and then it got to the point that when Flair did go in or whatever, you know, they told Flair, like, yo, you got to listen to this kid, you know, do an impression of you. And then that line, you know, when he first met Jay Lethal, let me hear it.
Yeah, it was great.
And Jay cut a promo, like a deep cuts promo, and Flair fucking just lost it in happiness, like, you know, because he, you know, Jay, you know, as a fan of Flair's and stuff, you know, mentioned a deep cut promo. So because he did that, Flair fucking, like, you know, like, lit up like a kid on Christmas, man.
Nature Boy's not gonna be happy about this.
I had to.
Nah, don't worry, dude. Fucking I'll mute my mic first so people can appreciate it more.
And his fortune faction.
Woo! I had the privilege to be on the road, up and down. Late nights, parties, kissing the girls, and making them cry.
This is Jay Lethal, not Ric Flair.
Horseman, you guys, as far as I'm concerned, are no horsemen. That is disrespectful to me and this wrestling business. Mirror, on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Why'd you?
And this is Ric Flair.
Not that piss-head Jay Lethal. Hey!
He took off the jacket. Shit's about to go down.
That's right. What? Come on, brothers. Let's see what you got. You can throw your Rolex. Let's see what you got. Come on.
Oh, that's right. He threw the jacket outside. He took it in the ring something. For the hell of it.
I want to see it.
Wow. Good pause.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Watch this.
He's doing like a flare. All right, flare it right now.
That right there is the greatest thing you can ever see. You can't be me. You can't do me. And I'm cutting you off right now. You're cutting me off.
Yeah.
You don't cut me off.
Woo!
Hey, don't you start that with me.
Woo!
Woo! Don't you be upset.
Limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun that could kiss any woman right here.
Not without consent, sir.
Big man, don't get me wrong. Don't you be upset because they tore old Space Mountain down. Don't be upset. But hey,
oldest ride, longest line.
Woo!
Woo!
Well, Rick.
Oh!
To me, Space Mountain.
That goes on the shoe.
Man. Let's see what you got.
Well, the other shoe drop.
You know what, Tibet?
This is insane.
You want to see this, then? You know what?
Woo!
You
know,
come on the ring right now.
Woo!
This is so damn good.
No, I love that Flair selling it too. And then you forgot to mention so damn when Lethal drops the knee on the fucking jacket.
Oh, so damn good, dude. That woof was amazing.
My favorite line to this day. Oldest ride, longest line.
I love it. But yeah, that break.
Oh, you want to have fun with since we're talking about like promos that are funny as fuck. Look up Macho Man Cream of the Crop.
Oh no, I know that one. I know that one.
Yeah,
I know that one for sure.
My favorite thing was this. It's just like Gene Okerlund's face. Like, where the fuck are you pulling these creamers from?
It's great. But yeah. So that was the highlight of Wednesday. That was fun. But continuing with the stuff that I've been doing, I've been watching a lot of horror movies. So at this point, I am at today is the 29th of January. We still have a couple more days left in January, and I have gone above and beyond. I am at up to number 47 as of today. 47. Before we recorded, I actually watched another movie. But yeah, 47 today. A lot. It's a lot of movies.
Oh, I totally passed this or whatever. Something that happened during this week that, you know, I kind of missed it because of work. But, you know, my mom's birthday was this week too. So my mom, you know, 84. So
happy birthday.
So I went back. Salud.
Oh, thank you.
We keep that.
I could have sworn I muted. I muted it for a second. Then I'll mute it.
Yeah. Dumbass. Yeah. So I felt kind of bad because a few of my siblings did come over, but I was stuck at work. So, you know, it was nice. I gave a call to see how she was doing. She was, you know, in her voice, she was so happy because, you know, a couple of my siblings were over. Her great grandkids were over. So she, you know, she was so happy. When I, you know, when I did call, you know, my niece, my great niece, Gianna, she got so happy to see me over, you know, cause I FaceTime my sister. So she got so happy to see me. So I was just like, I just kind of needed that. Like, you know, like, oh, one of the few women in my life or whatever that actually appreciate me.
That's good though. That's cool though, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, but, yeah, but what I loved is, like, you know, she enjoyed herself. You know, she was so happy. And then, you know, when I came back, I just felt kind of bad because you could tell she had a long day because, you know, watching kids and stuff, that she was in bed, like, almost, like, half asleep. Okay. So, you know, even though before I left for the day, I did wish her happy birthday and stuff, you know, I came back and, you know, just asked her how her day went. She was so happy. You know, she told me everything went well. And I had to come and watch the youngest one because she, you know, whenever I come in from work, this little one every time gets super excited to see me. And if I don't go to her, she throws a tantrum.
Of course.
So when I went to go see my mom, she started, like, you know, like just fussing. And, you know, I talked to her like if she could totally understand me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't talk to her like with that baby talk. I've never done that with any kid.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. So I told her, Emily, I'm going to go see grandma now. Right. I'm going to see if she's okay. I'll be with you in a minute. Once in a blue, I think she kind of understands because I think she knows the routine already. Yeah. But
she figured
but if she really wants me to, like, you know, spend time with her, whatever, she'll throw a fit until, like, you know, like, until I pick her up from the
crib. Of course.
And then I'm just there for like a while, just holding on to her, tired from the day. But, you know, you can't tell a kid, like, you know, let me relax first and I'll get to you when I'm good.
No, we can never say that.
No, but there were times where, like, when I'm, well, I can, but, like, it's like, they're going to understand.
Exactly.
No, so there are times where I'm, like, I'm holding her and stuff, and she has this thing that she likes to, like, grab my beard, and then she'll just, like, kind of give me a hug and lean her head on me, and it gets me total bitch because, you know, it's just like, I love you too, you know, like, and, you know, since my mom had a long day, I'm just, you know, spending time with her so mom could just rest up because, you know, she deserves it, you know, like taking care of somebody throughout the day. And yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I actually have someone at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So continuing with the stuff that I've watched, and like, I've watched a bunch of movies. Some of the standouts of my 365 movies and 47 that I've watched so far are, Pussycake, which is an Argentinian zombie flick. Fucking wild. Really fucking enjoyable. The reason it's called Pussycake is because it's the name of a band. It's an indie rock band or whatever in Argentina. That's the name of the band, like I said. And it's just a wild fucking flick. Really good. Definitely worth watching. Another one that was there that I watched was Sick. That was really enjoyable. That was on Peacock. That's a pretty fun one. It's a slasher, but has to do with stuff that's happening today in a way. Well, a couple of years ago. Maybe giving too much away, but it's actually pretty good. That was a fun one. The Barn was actually pretty fun. Pet was actually really fun. I really enjoyed Pet. Another one that I watched, Signal 100. Fucking fantastic. It's, if you like Battle Royale, check out Signal 100 because it's very similar to it in which it deals with, like, high school kids and stuff. But it has a little bit of a twist because they're not killing each other. They've pretty much been hypnotized, and in being hypnotized, they wind up, how do you say, pretty much getting signals into their brain that they can only do but so many things, because if they do those things, the other things that they shouldn't be doing, they wind up committing suicide. It's a fucked up movie, but it's actually really entertaining. Check that out. That one's on Shudder. No, that's on Stream, on Screenbox. That one's pretty good. Deathgasm, that I watched the other day. Fucking fantastically hilarious. This dude creates a metal band. But in creating a metal band, he pretty much opens up the hell gates to bring in a demon into the world. It's fucking great. Check that out. Another one that I watched, that's actually pretty damn good. Hell House LLC. That was pretty fun. It's one of those found footage movies that I was not expecting it to actually be as intense and good as it was. It's actually really damn good. So definitely check out Hell House LLC. Part one, because they've actually had two other ones for it, which I haven't seen yet. So that one I want to see.
Something for your watch list for the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. The last one that stands out from the movies that I've seen so far is Megan.
I really want to see that.
Yes, that one is pretty exciting. It is very similar. It is what you would expect from this type of movie, because if you've seen Chucky, you kind of know where this is going.
From what I heard, that from a lot of comparisons, it kind of reminded like more of the current Child's Play, like, you know, the reboot,
but better.
Anything would be better when it comes to that.
Yes, but better. Of course, it is PG-13, so it doesn't have a lot of the super gore type action or whatever in it, but or the blood, but the story in this is a little bit better, also because like it's of course very predictable. But it is sad. It is a sad story because I just won't say anything. It's a sad beginning.
Oh, because it'll spoil it, right?
Yeah, it kind of spoils it. Just watch it. It's good. It's out on video on demand now. So I'm pretty sure there are ways to procure it. But yeah, it is pretty cool. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Probably one of my favorites that I've watched so far. A lot of the ones that I've watched are actually really good. Some of them actually have been really bad. One of the worst ones that I've watched so far, which kind of makes sense by the name, but Snoop Dogg, Hood of Horrors.
That sounds like one of those straight to, you know, DVD, whatever.
I'm pretty sure it was. But it's pretty much Snoop Dogg as the main character. But there are a lot of, like, notable people in this movie.
So it wasn't like, what was it, Ghost Dogg? Whatever.
Yeah. Ghost Dogg was actually pretty fun, though. But this Snoop Dogg one is not good. It's not good at all. But yeah, that's pretty much wraps it up for the horror movies that I watched so far. The 47 that I watched. I didn't mention all 47 because I'll just be here for fucking hours.
No, but what I think you should do is when you're done with it, like for the year, make like a list and just put it as a picture.
Oh, dude, like if you follow me on the Twitters, you'll see every time I watch something, I'll put the name of the thing that I watch, where I'm watching it, and also along with...
half the time at work.
Well, not half the time, a couple times.
I know, I do work sometimes.
I do. But like, when I have a slow day, sometimes I'll just watch something.
Yeah, and then if anything, when work comes in, you just pause it and continue on from afterwards.
Yeah, it's the benefit of having it on the phone.
Yeah.
But there's been some times that it's like, that I watch the whole thing and nothing happens at work. So it's all good.
Okay. Yeah, so I apologize for leaving for a second.
It's all good, dude. No,
it's just, you know, we're recording during the day because normally we record in the evening. We don't really have much interruption. Sometimes it does happen regardless, but
it's all good, dude.
But my upstairs neighbor or whatever came earlier, needed to procure some butter.
Fair.
So, you know, and we have
tree like, fitty.
Yeah, yeah. So Well, you know how it is when it comes to like any like close neighbors or like family, man.
Yeah, you know,
if you need something, they got you, and vice versa. Yeah, so, yeah, but it was nice to see him. I haven't seen this dude in person in like months. Like I'm on the first floor and in the fourth floor. So.
Oh wow! Yeah, you don't go that far anymore.
No, not even that. It's just like, you know, if I need stuff or whatever, I'll just go to the store myself. But
yeah,
the building where I live in, I feel bad kind of saying it's mostly like, you know, a majority of people here are like, you know, seniors. So
yeah, no, that's understandable, dude.
Yeah, so like, you know, I have no problem looking out for them because, you know, like when I grew up, they always looked out for me. So I think it's fair.
Yeah.
This is some stuff where like, you know, I need a cup of sugar. It's like, that we don't have.
Yeah.
I use Splenda, bitch. No. Well, my mom uses sugar because, you know, she's not diabetic. I am.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. It happens. Also, the last thing that I've watched, actually, which will get us into the geek news for the week, is The Last of Us.
I haven't had a chance yet.
It is so fucking good. It's already on 2 episodes by the time we're done recording this. Episode 3 should be out. And it's fucking good. I am really excited for this show. I, of course, haven't played the video game because don't really have a system for it. But I've seen people play it and I've heard so many stories about it. And it's pretty fucking good. It's worth the watch. They've taken some liberties with it, obviously.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it exactly like it.
Right, but you don't want it exactly to be the same. But they have the liberties that have been done with this show, even though some people have complained about them, they actually make sense for the story the way it is now. And I'm digging it. I cannot wait to see how this all pans out. And then leading us into the geek news is that we got news that this has been picked up for a second season.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either.
Because from what I heard, wasn't that this show had one of the biggest things for HBO Max, like, you know, when it comes to like premieres?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this show is getting a second season, which is pretty exciting because there are 2 games, obviously. But some people don't really like the second game as much as the first one. So being that one of the dudes that created the game, they could essentially work on redoing the story just that much to make the second season that much better. But we'll see. We'll see. But I'm enjoying the first season so far. Like I said, by the time this episode goes up, it'll be 3 episodes in. And so far, pretty damn good.
And that was Steve's reviews.
Yeah.
Comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Hit the little bell button.
For notifications.
To know everything that happens over here.
And yes, over there and everywhere.
Yeah. There's some other. This is actually some sad shit. Granted, we got some good shit with a renewal of a show, but we also got some sad shit in that Doom Patrol and Titans have both been canceled. After, of course, the season finales of the new shit that's happening right now, the season 4 of both of these shows. After they're both done, they've both been canceled. They will not continue, which is very sad because Titans 1 has given us a pretty dope version of Nightwing and Robin. And I'm very sad that this is happening because I enjoy the fuck out of Titans.
It's funny how I didn't want to really give it a chance because the premiere of the first commercial of the first season?
Yeah.
When Dick Grayson, fuck Batman, fuck you!
But he has reason as to why he said that.
No, I mean, I get it, like, you know, storyline purposes and all that, but you know.
But eventually.
You don't go against the greatest DC character ever.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. But for so far, it's been really damn good. Doom Patrol, another great fucking show, which is very sad that that's coming to an end as well.
Dude, let me tell you right now, man. I watched the first season, like, you know, late, you know, like way after the fact. And I think I told you that I was so like so upset at myself that I waited this long. Kind of the same thing of how I felt like when I finally got to watch The Boys.
Yeah.
I was like, why the fuck did I wait this long?
Yeah. They're fucking great. They're both really good damn shows. And what I love about them, is especially Doom Patrol, is that like it's all over the fucking place.
Dude, all I'm telling you right now is fucking Flex Metallo. That's it.
Yeah. Fucking fantastic, dude. I love it. I still need to watch this new season. But
I gotta continue on with season two.
Yeah. But it's really good. It's really fucking good. Like, I'm sad that it's over. But these people gotta move on. They gotta do new things as well, you know? So I'm cool with it.
In a sense, yeah. But at the same time, it's just like when something's kind of good and, you know, with the news that it comes to an end, you just kind of hope, like, you know, if they do have like a season finale or whatever, that it kind of Mario whatever is going to be banned from the podcast from now on.
Yeah, Mario just said fuck Batman. it's okay because he is a fan of the most overrated superhero ever, so it's okay.
Yeah, fucking
yeah, it's okay. Which that can lead us to the next thing. Superman and Lois, or Lois and Superman. It is actually a really fun show. I really enjoyed the first season. Did not watch the second season because I just had so many other things to watch. But for this next season coming up, we got news that we have a new Lex Luthor coming to this show, which is pretty fucking awesome. And it's Michael Cutlass, who we saw in The Walking Dead, is going to be playing Lex. And I'm pretty excited for this show.
Now, I'm wondering is, like, you know, because I'm so used to seeing him with, like, the fucking, you know, the fucking, like, the handlebar fucking,
uh-huh,
you know,
the handlebar mustache and the hair and everything. Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, so you're just wondering, like, you know, how's he going to look all clean cut?
Yeah. Well, because if you look, we had a Lex Luthor in the latest season of Titans, also with a goatee. So they could give him a goatee in this one, or they could just have him go the classic way, which is perfectly fine with me too.
I just wonder if, like, if he has the face for it, you know?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, like, he's a good actor. I'm just saying, though, like, you know, just wondering if, let's say, if they, like, you know, hey, Mike, come here. Yeah? You're going to have to... What if I don't want to? Ooh. Well?
We'll just CGI it out.
Yeah. It'll be hilarious. You just see, like, it's just a big fucking bar. Like, if they, like, over budget, it's just a big bar screen over his face. Yeah. Or they just fucking, like, they just like, you know, pixelate it.
Yeah, kind of the same way that they did fucking McCavill, and they had him without the mustache when he had one.
Oh, because he was that other movie he was doing.
Yeah. Murray says, plus in the 90s comic, he had a bear. He had a bear?
Beard. Yeah, he had a bear. Yeah, it was a bear. It was a bear on unicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
He was known as Also.
Nah, but he also said that when he was a clone, the new body form. Okay. Interesting. See, he knows about the Superman shit because I don't really give a fuck about Superman. But yeah.
Neither do I.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, we'll see how this works. Maybe they keep him with a beard, or maybe they cut it off. We'll see in the next season of Lois and Superman, which is actually, like I said, the first season is actually pretty fun. I really enjoyed the first season. I enjoy that it's a grounded show for Superman, and that he's pretty much not doing his superpowers all the time. At least in the first episode, he wasn't. In the first season, he wasn't going too crazy with it because it was more about the family and not just him.
My man was Fast and Furious in it.
Yeah. He had two kids by now.
Oh, family.
Yeah. So it's a, like I said, it's a fun show. I enjoyed the first season. So, like, I'm kind of excited to see the rest of it. And then some other news. We were talking about Transformers slightly earlier, having another Transformers. We got another Transformer.
I think it's a Transformer.
Yeah, we got a Transformer over here. Alan Tudyk. This is going to be playing.
I love how you say his name wrong on purpose, because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Alan Tudyk, or like I said, I like to say Alan Tudyk. We'll be playing the new voice of Optimus Prime in the new show, Transformers Earth. What is it, Earthspark?
Yeah.
And that should be interesting. This is animated, of course. But it should be interesting. It should be pretty cool, because like Alan Tudyk, it's fucking great with the voice work. I'm a big fan of him. Big fan of everything that he pretty much does voice work for. Like, he did a really good job in fucking in the Star Wars movie. Who was it, Rogue One?
Dude, him and in fucking Harley Quinn as fucking Clayface and the Joker.
Yeah. Also him and in Doom Patrol too. In the first season of Doom Patrol.
Well, he was the main villain.
Yeah.
And I loved him because he was a dick.
Yeah.
He was a two dick.
He had all the dicks.
Yeah, he was all the dicks.
Yeah, he's fucking fantastic. Dude.
Episode, he was a two dick.
he's just a really good actor, dude. Like, he's so underrated. Like, I've been a fan of his since Firefly. Firefly.
I even only seen, like, I think it was the first season, Resident Alien. He was funny in that too.
Yeah, I heard that was good too. I haven't watched that one either.
Yeah,
but he's good. He's good. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out of this. Especially since, like, if it's Transformers, and Transformers usually puts out good shit. So we'll see.
Well, let's see the first movie. Well, I know, you know, it's not the movie, you know, but usually like the series, like the cartoons or whatever, usually are good.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Like, the first movie was okay. Just a little off. The second one, like, it's like the second and third one, like,
poof. Yeah.
So I never really watched the other ones because of the, like, the second one was just bad.
Right, yeah. I still want to see Bumblebee. I keep hearing it's good. I just haven't watched it.
Is that the one with the John Cena?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know why, but I always go to that instead of saying John Cena, John Cena, because of a fucking Santino Marella.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I got you.
You think you're tough, John Cena?
Going back to wrestling, it's good to see Santino Marella's back in wrestling again. He's in Impact now.
Apparently, from what I heard, there are a lot of like students that are pretty good that are coming out of his school too.
Dude, like, he's good. He knows how to work the ring and shit, so.
Yeah, and even with that, even though like a lot of people kind of overpass him in a sense because of the whole comedic gimmick or whatever, but for me, I loved him.
Yeah, I enjoyed him. So back to the news.
Yeah. it always slowly transitions to wrestling.
It really does.
Because we're geeks about wrestling.
We do.
It's not like I'm wearing a wrestling shirt or anything like that. Yeah,
no, not at all. Continuing with the geek news, I am a big fan of the Tomb Raider series. Like, the old stuff, the new stuff, even the newer games are pretty damn good. But we got news that there is a new Tomb Raider in the works, which is also a new Tomb Raider game. Oh, not just game, but also a new movie. But from what it looks like this whole Tomb Raider franchise will be tying in with each other. So you'll have movies that'll tie in with the next game, that'll tie in with the next TV show, which is pretty much connecting the whole story all together, which is really fucking interesting. Smart. And it's surprising that they're finally doing this now. Because, like, after so long, with not just with this property, but with like all the other ones, that they're like, oh yeah, everything's just so separate. But now that everything that it's like, oh yeah, it's all under one place, so we'll just build everything at one time. Fucking makes sense. Like I said, it's about damn time.
And it's been one of those properties that's been kind of like out of the limelight for quite some time. So
yeah,
to come back with it. It gets to work because, you know, people, you know, have a love for Lara Croft, so.
Absolutely. And the fact that it's going to be Amazon, too, so, like, it's going to be dope.
I remember, what was it, my nephew, when he was a kid, he loved the old school PlayStation games, and he had, like, the biggest crush on Angelina Jolie's Lara
Croft.
Yeah,
dude. Hell yeah. She was dope as ass fucking Lara Croft back then. It wasn't a great movie, but she was pretty good as her.
I just thought, like, to me, I always joked around saying, like, if they would have made her, like, the Lara Croft in the game with the weird, like, you know, squarish boobs, you know? It was like, how the fuck is that supposed to work? It was just like, listen, that was just for the games at the time or whatever, that, you know, that they were getting used to the graphics and stuff. So you're like, what could, you know, what could work? And then later on, when they came out for later games anyway, it's like it got better. And then I thought what was kind of cool was when they did like a reboot, not a reboot, like you know, Lara Croft in the beginning. So, she, you know, she was younger.
Yeah.
Kind of had like that, I always say the Cabdis Everdeen style, whatever kind of shit.
And that was a fun game. The reason that was a fun game is because she would die in the most horrific fucking game, for the horrific fucking way of dying a game. Like, dude, she would be falling down a fucking, like falling down a mountain, and then you see, just see her get impaled. She's like, I'm like, oh shit. or she's like in the river, and she winds up getting impaled in the river too. Fucking insane, dude. Or she'll get fucking like shot up by a fucking dude randomly.
I don't know why now. I just want to look that up just to see, like, you know, Lara Croft deaths.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild, dude. It's fun. Like, I enjoyed the hell out of those.
You died on purpose just so you can see the different
kinds. There were times that I'm like, I wonder what's gonna happen when it does happen. But yeah. It's pretty wild, dude. It's pretty normal.
I will play God.
Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Let me see.
I love how we're just doing this now so we can entertain ourselves.
Why not?
And then they get, you know, the listeners or whatever could just hear us just act stupid with this shit. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just two random dudes fucking around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, here we go. They have a whole compilation of them.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's watch a brief snippet of a compilation.
Yeah.
Hold on. There we go.
Fatality.
Gruesome, dude.
Help you.
Fatality.
Look at this one. And then she gets crushed.
Oh, God. Oh, she's about to get mauled. Nightwolf wins. Fatality.
God
damn it. No means no, sir. I'm mad because this one's like, oh, there you go.
See?
No, but the ones like two prior,
yeah,
just seems so much like fucking like an intro from CSI.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God.
Let go! See, this is the one.
Oh. Put a band-aid, you'll be fine.
There's another one too. See, she just gets a tail. There's the river one.
Oh,
see, this game is just brutal. This is brutal, dude.
Don't move. Lana, look out.
Don't move. She did. Boom. Ah, boom.
Like, these deaths are just so fucking brutal, dude. It's crazy, dude.
Oh, man.
The fact that she just gets fucking brutalized like a motherfucker.
No, but I think it's like the one person just like, I wonder how she dies if I do this.
Yeah.
And so, then it's just like, don't worry, you're not the only one that thought that. That's why they made these situations.
Yeah.
I can see right now, like, you know, let's say the person that made these games, right, was just like, well, you know.
A bit of a masochist.
Yeah, he's just like, My man had to do the research. He's just watching, like, Faces of Death.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, I went old school.
Yeah. Well, it's perfectly understandable. It's perfectly fine with that, too. I'm perfectly cool with it. Yeah. Coming all to Amazon, which is going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. Kind of see where they're going to go with it. The show, the game, and the movie now.
I just think what would be hilarious is if, let's say, if they do the series and she just has a nightmare and they show all those clips.
Yo, that'd be wild, dude.
Just to pay homage or whatever. And she's just like, and then like when she wakes up and like, Laura, what's up? Everything all right? What happened?
Yeah.
I had a bad dream.
Yeah. And then it's a real bad dream, too.
Yeah.
And then some other news. Something that's very exciting because, of course, I am a huge fan of this. I was a huge fan of the first Violent Night that came out this year. Well, so we got news that they are making a second one. That is very fucking exciting. Have you seen Violent Night yet?
No. But isn't it on one of the streaming services now anyway? So
I believe it is on Peacock, yeah.
Oh, then maybe that'll be the thing. As I'm doing laundry or whatever, waiting for laundry to finish, I could just watch that.
It is good. It is good. John Leguizamo is a good bad guy again.
Yeah, but what's funny is like he's played a good bad guy before too. What was it?
That's why I said. That's why I said again.
Land of the Dead.
Yeah, fantastic. Also, like in fucking what was it? Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
That's right.
Yeah. Fucking fantastic. Spawn. Fantastic as a clown.
Just a bad movie.
Yeah, just a bad movie. But he was really good as a clown.
Another villain, Luigi, the Super Mario Brothers. He was like, no, that was just all around bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's still entertaining. Still one of my favorite Mario Brothers movies. Because there hasn't been any other ones to compare with. So, still a good one.
Yeah, but I think that was the first ever, you know, video game to movie adaptation. So it was just like, hey, you think we could do any worse? And Street Fighter went, hold my beer.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, they did a pretty good job with the Goombas, too. I was mad about those.
Oh, my God. I was like, when I saw that movie with the Koopa Troopas and the Goombas, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Fucking fantastic.
I remember I went to the theater to see it and I got so pissed off.
So cheesy, but so fun.
No, what I thought was funny was it the big girl, whatever, that was hitting on Mario?
Uh-huh.
That was just like, you know, I kept telling myself, like, she hit on me maybe too, you know.
Why not? Why not?
Everyone needs loving.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, check out Violent Night. Violent Night is awesome. It's Home Alone meets Die Hard.
Two great Christmas movies.
Exactly. All tied into one with David Harbour as fucking Santa.
You know, I think I've gotten into this or whatever before, but the new Hellboy movie where he was Hellboy, he wasn't bad. Not saying, but he wasn't bad as Hellboy.
No. He was good.
It was just the movie wasn't the Del Toro kind, you know.
The thing is, like, you can't compare.
No, that granted, but even with that, it's just like, you know, the big gripe in the beginning was that everyone loved Ron Perlman as Hellboy.
Yep.
You know, and then when they decided to switch it up, and you know, mind you, like when I did watch this movie, like I didn't get to watch the whole thing, right? But
because you were like, oh, it's not fucking, it's not Ron Perlman.
Fuck, it's not chance. Yeah. No, but when I was watching, I was like, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that great either.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, you know, it's just
if you were to give it a rate, I'd give it like about like a 3 out of 5.
That's fair. When I do watch it or whatever, I'll just go like backtrack over. Like, remember we were talking about Hellboy before? I finally got to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, why not, dude?
Yeah,
give it a watch. Because it also follows the whole BPRD type thing also. It's like it's the beginnings of, you know, that whole thing, which kind of makes sense, but it's okay. It's not something that's like, oh my god, you gotta watch it.
Listen, the one thing that won me over for that movie in the beginning was that whole when he had to fight wrestling against the band. Yeah. So I was like, that kinda won me over. I was just like, okay, you got my attention. And it always goes back to wrestling.
Yeah, again. Always. Life is
wrestling and Batman.
Life is wrestling, dude. Yeah.
And Batman.
Yeah. And Batman. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. And the next piece, we got some trailers, obviously, because every week there are new trailers. Get the
popcorn.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go get the popcorn. And we got the first official final trailer for a movie that's been in the works for fucking years. But it just hasn't come out yet. Because obviously the studios are holding on to it like a motherfucker.
Wasn't it also because of COVID?
It could be. But the fact that like we're finally getting it and it's finally coming out sometime soon. I think it's in the next.
The trailer says coming soon eventually.
Yeah, exactly. So we got the newest trailer for the latest trailer for Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves, and this looks pretty fucking good.
I love how you try to tease this. Like, you know, you could give it the epic voice.
Yeah, I know. I try my best sometimes because you know,
Honor Among Thieves.
I gotta play it off just a little bit.
You sold it fine, sir.
Let's watch the trailer.
Okay.
On your knees.
Not without permission.
Let's do it.
My man rolled a 20.
Uh huh.
You know what?
Critical hit.
We're thieves, but we help the wrong person steal the wrong thing and unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known.
The Red Wizards created an army of the undead.
Sounds lovely.
Quite the opposite.
I know, I was being ironic.
I find irony is a blade that cuts he who wields it most especially.
You're not a lot of fun, are you? How are we going to pull this
off? You can see Michelle Rodriguez again.
You need cool air.
Follow me to the orifice.
Back to school air.
The orifice?
Now, without permission, sir.
I'll go last.
Let's go.
I don't mind that. He missed.
No, that's not good.
Aren't you sick of failing?
First things in dying. I lost everything that ever mattered to me. And if we quit now, that's for nothing.
I don't want to see you die, which is why I'm going to leave the room.
This ends now.
The bridge is protected by an ancient trap. We must not trigger the mechanism.
I may have triggered the mechanism. So, sorry.
Yeah, see, March 2023.
No, it really gets me.
Wait, what's all this?
I love how you're just letting the video play.
Well, I was closing out of the wrong fucking window. That's why.
This is funny. So after the Dungeons and Dragons, oh, ponies.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but the part where near the end of the trailer when the dragon was chasing him, in my mind, all I kept thinking was fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
It looks good. This looks really
actually
good.
It does. It looks fun.
Yeah. Which is exciting. That's what you want to see in a movie like this. Like, you don't want to see something that's like super fucking like, oh, this looks super cheesy. No, I want to see something fun.
No, you know what I think would be hilarious? If you're watching the movie and then you just cut to the scene where the people are just playing on the table.
Oh, that'd be hilarious, dude. That'd be great.
I think I'll probably pop because, you know, like I said, when I was young, I used to play D&D, so it's just like, I'll probably pop for that. Like, you're like, oh my God, I remember shit like that.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, dude.
I can see other people that don't know, like, you know, the game or whatever is like, what the fuck is this? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And I point, like, if there's somebody actually there.
Yeah. It's all good, though. It's all good. The next trailer that we got was something that I was actually, like, I'm very excited for. I know you're going to be excited for. I actually haven't seen this trailer. I haven't seen the next two trailers, but I saw that they came out. But it's for two things. One of them is Batman, obviously. And it's Batman.
Always goes back. Pro Wrestling and Batman. I fucking love it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Batman, the Doom that came from Gotham. It's based off a comic, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a new animated Batman, which I'm very excited for because Batman is the shiznit.
You know, he ain't no boring ass Superman.
No, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit.
Fuck Superman.
Fuck Supes. Let's go.
Doom. The great Doom is coming.
The sins of the father are heaped upon the son.
You have no clue the power this book possesses.
I know those who seek
the Necronomicon
to do any harm. Before it can be truly saved, Gotham.
I'm sold with Etrigan, so.
Right?
Talking dead folks, reptile plagues, it's not natural.
Well, it happens all the time in Gotham.
Long ties to Gotham.
Spirit, we come to us now.
I can't pretend to know exactly what I'm about to face, but I do know that I must stop it.
We mean to give this city purpose and honor the damnation which bore it.
Mercy.
No! What did this?
Master Bruce, what's happening to you?
What needs to
happen? Team, no sleep.
Bruce Wayne must die. And through death, become this city's savior. Hello, Bruce.
It can't be.
This looks awesome.
Like I said, with Etrigan or whatever that sold it, and then it's like another one with Ra's al Ghul. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it, dude. I'll take it. Because this
looks awesome. No, what really gets me is whatever the creature, whatever at the end, looked like a fucking like muscular penguin.
Yeah, it did. It did look like a penguin. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this, dude. I cannot wait. This comes sometime, so it doesn't say exactly when, but sometime soon.
It's like, if it is him or whatever, it's like, yo, Oswald got swole.
Yeah. Also, the fact that like this is also like a kind of like a steampunk kind of version of it, which is pretty dope. Like a noir version of Batman. I'll take it, dude.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like while watching the trailer, I was just like, I can see myself like during the weekend, like after having a long work week or whatever, it's like I'm going to cheer myself up. Eh,
Yeah.
Batfleck.
Yeah. And then we got one more trailer this week. And this was something that I was actually like, I'm kind of excited for because I really enjoyed the first one. But did not. Then thinking about it, this movie is coming out 6 months after something that should be tied along with it. That's Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods. The fact that Shazam and Black Adam technically have nothing to do with each other makes no sense to me because Black Adam is essentially the villain to Shazam.
He's Shazam's Joker.
Yeah, like, why can't you just have them together in some way? But,
because Dwayne wanted to make him an anti-hero.
Yeah. Dumb. Which is why he's not doing it anymore. Haha. But,
oh, you're gonna get that knock on the door. Dwayne! What are you doing here? I heard the podcast. Fuck.
This isn't Jay and Silent Bob. Get out of here. So let's watch the trailer.
We are a duo. We will annihilate everything. Champions of this realm can do nothing to stop us.
You are very menacing. I just want you to know that.
Fuck your opinion.
A lot has changed in the last few years. The wizard gave me superpowers. From then everybody got superpowers.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
All right, here's the situation.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
The Daughters of Atlas are coming to hunt us.
Children stole the power of the gods. You ripped it from our father's core.
Okay, I feel like maybe I should be writing all this down.
Give us the powers, child.
Your world will not survive this.
You want these powers? Come get them! Hey, Khaleesi!
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
All right.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
We have one job to do. Save the world.
Billy!
I don't know how we fight powers like this.
I can't do this. Take my powers back. You gave them to me, so you can take them back, right?
I spent millennia searching for a worthy champion. You know exactly what must be done.
Do I, though?
Billy, what are you doing?
I have to do this.
We end this now.
Yeah, we do.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Dragging up a cut.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
So many things happening in March. I am very excited to see what's going to happen. This looks pretty fucking cool. I am excited for this, dude.
I mean, it looks a lot better from the, you know, than the first one. But the first one wasn't bad.
I enjoyed the first one.
I did too.
But it's what just looks like it's just taking it to the next level. Granted, you have the whole team. You have his buddies are now in this again. Obviously, they were the first one too, but you see more of them.
His adopted brothers and sisters.
Yeah, yeah. But you see more of where this story can go. When it looks pretty interesting. Like I see what they're doing, and I like what they're doing with it so far. Also, Helen Mirren is a badass, dude.
She's always been a badass.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other girl, I forget her name. Isn't that Lucy Liu? What's her name? Is it Lucy Liu? I think it is, right?
Lucy Liu? Like, remember, the other famous one is Sandra Oh.
No, but that's not Sandra Oh. Sandra, I know. Sandra Oh.
Is it Lucy Liu? IMDb, bro. IMDb.
No, that's what I'm about to do right now. It's about to do right now.
Yeah, searching, searching.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, Lucy Liu. Lucy Liu.
Okay. My favorite role that she did when she was the head in Futurama. And she, her and Bender had a relationship.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love you. I know, baby. He puts it right in his chest cavity.
Oh, I just noticed now. She's supposed to be in Kraven the Hunter too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Interesting. But yeah. So seeing her in this, very exciting.
I was saying, joking around or whatever, is like, if let's say in Kraven the Hunter, they just decide for whatever reason, they stop by Hollywood and Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore running away. She looks familiar.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious, dude. It'd be hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, it pretty much wraps it up for this week. You got anything else, Ned?
No, there wasn't really anything online or whatever that really, got to me. I mean, the only thing in February or whatever, they're going to have the connection of, for Pokemon Home and Scarlet and Violet, so you can transfer the Pokemon, from the past games to the new one. That's about it, but, that's just something I'm looking forward to, because,
it's noteworthy, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Make sure you go to innerstegeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Suplex City Geeks. We also have Brides of J Presents, Comics Con Sabor, Anime World, Manga Time. What else? So many other things over there on the site.
Turntable.
Turntable. Which I actually still have to put up the last two episodes of Turntable that I haven't done yet.
I miss Charlie, man. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah, he's great.
It'd be great to have him back here, whenever he gets a chance. But you already know, as a teacher, he's always busy. So
he's always busy.
You already know, brother. You always thought of, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All the stuff over there, initially, shit over there, like I said, check all that shit out. Also, pretty cool links to some pretty cool places. You got Prime, Amazon. Click the link to Amazon, get some free shit over there. Just click all the fucking links over there. I'm tired right now. So, you know where all the links are.
Listen, everything's in the description notes, okay?
So. Yeah, exactly. It's all in the description.
Beard Octane, Soul Sick Clothing,
Fleischer Collectibles,
Fight TV. Oh, yeah.
Fight TV. Yeah, Fight TV. Back to
Reddit. We did it so quickly.
Yeah. So much shit. Go do it. It's fun shit. Thank you guys for listening again. Also, check us out on the Facey Space. So, facespace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Twitter, InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram, InnerCityGeeks. But before that, wait. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. There we go. Forgot to put that in. But where can find you?
Too.
I know. Yeah. It's all there. Where can find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, DINYED, and on Instagram at Denied, DIN.Y.ED.
Yeah, you can find me. You can find me on Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MasterJackal. Like I always say, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate the fuck out of you. We appreciate you sharing and letting everybody know that this show is fucking great. And
not just great, fucking great.
Yeah, motherfucking great.
It's Tony the Tiger. It's great.
Yeah. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.